Welcome, everyone, to the good stuff. Kim, did you know that 2026 is officially the year of the long weekend?
No, I did not. How did they come up with that?
Well, here you go. The calendar finally decided to give us the ultimate setup for travel and family time. Valentine's Day is on a Saturday. 4th of July, on a Saturday. Halloween, Saturday. Christmas is on Friday, and New Year's Day on a Friday. So you can double check those, but I looked at them, most of them anyway, and yeah, they're Fridays and Saturdays. So that's what we've got to look forward to in 2026.
Well, I knew that, Valentine's Day is on the 14th, so that means that Friday is Friday the 13th.
That's right.
We established that today.
The holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey at Shippey Realty and Auction in Winter hope you and your loved ones have the greatest in 2026. Happy New Year from Lynn and Rick Shippey and staff.
Also, we want to send out a Happy New Year to everyone. Sincerely, from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. You want to make a special trip, put Medora on your map for this coming summer. Enjoy the warmth of the season, and we've got the promise of the new year right in front of us. It's the enduring heritage of the West that we can celebrate as well.
You mentioned Valentine's Day. I guess I did too, but the Visitors Promotion Board, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come on down for Valentine's Day. It's the 25th annual Bull Bash, and you can find out more about the bulls on Main Street going to bullbash.net. And Valentine's Day, the Chamber of Commerce will have the ping pong ball drop and a bunch of other events, probably a soup cook-off of some kind in there. So check it out at visitvalentine.com. And do you have something to share on the good stuff for this day?
I do. There was a little girl that asked the police to run the DNA test on the Christmas cookie.
The Christmas cookie.
Partially eaten in the middle of the night. Oh. I've got an update on that. I'll update you. I'll give you the original and update you on the results.
All right. Ready to dive into the heart of agriculture? Well, uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. They have rodeo news, ranch news. America's most astute ranchers read this. The Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. It is what ranchers read.
Again, the headline, girl asks police to run DNA test on Christmas cookie. At some point, most children question whether there is Santa or not. One such girl from Cumberland, Rhode Island, who had some doubt, finally decided to do something about it by taking the help of science. She requested the local police department to run a DNA test on evidence to prove the existence of Santa Claus. According to NPR, 10-year-old Scarlett D'Amato wrote to her local police department seeking to formally test food particles from leftover carrots and cookies for DNA to prove the existence of Santa Claus. I took a sample of the cookie and carrots that I left for Santa and the reindeer on Christmas Eve, and I was wondering if you could take a sample of DNA and see if Santa is real. She then forwarded the evidence to the State Department of Health Forensic Scientists Unit for analysis. The police department had the sweetest response to the little girl's request and even shared her letter and pictures of evidence on Facebook. Police Chief Matthew Benson said he has forwarded the girl's evidence to the Rhode Island Department of Health for analysis to examine possible DNA traces from Santa while comparing the bite marks to any of Santa's reindeer on file. Earlier this month, a young investigator from the town of Cumberland submitted the attached letter requesting a DNA analysis be conducted on the partially eaten cookie and carrot remains she had acquired on the morning of December 25th for possible DNA evidence of Santa Claus. This young lady obviously has a keen sense for truth and investigative process and did a tremendous job packaging her evidence for submission. We will do our very best to provide answers for her. Well, guess what? We have answers. DNA results from a cookie and carrot left for Santa analyzed by the Rhode Island Health Department found reindeer DNA, but no definitive match for Santa in criminal databases. However, they noted a partial match to a 1947 case connected to New York City, implying a nod to the movie Miracle on 34th Street, and concluded more samples from known Santa encounters were needed for a conclusive answer, leaving the magic intact for this curious little girl.
Well, there we go. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.